From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Thousands of Iowans gathered in a field in the town of Indianola this afternoon to hear six Democratic presidential candidates. It's the 30th Steak Fry hosted by Iowa Senator Tom Harkin. This year, the talk was about the Iraq War, first and foremost. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is there. Linda, what are the candidates saying about the week of Iraq policy review in Washington?
I think that what they've been encouraged to do by General Petraeus in his statement and then the president's statement is to sharpen their attacks on the president and to become even more emphatic about bringing this country out of the war. And of course, in Iowa, that is a theme that excites the crowd. People here are, I think, as strongly opposed to the war in Iraq as any group of people you'd find. So their statements are getting huge cheers.
You know, Linda, I mentioned thousands of people from Iowa. Indianola is a small town. Where were they coming from?
Indianola, I think it must have doubled the population of Indianola at least today. They're coming from all over central Iowa, and some of them are coming. Some of them even have been bused in. The Obama folks bused in people from Illinois. They were joking about how they, of course, don't vote in Iowa, or maybe they do. But there's a huge crowd, and it's because this is sort of a big traditional event and an absolutely gorgeous day. I think that and the Democrats are as excited as they have been in years about the group of candidates that they can choose among. So there's a huge crowd and a huge amount of enthusiasm and a very cheerful bunch of people.
Any other issues get discussed today there?
Oh, healthcare is huge here, and the other issue, of course, that is very important to people in Iowa is education. You know, this is one of those states that has a college in every single town you go to. And there are, I think, a great many of the people that we talk to in the course of, you know, just visiting with people around here are teachers or professors or whatnot, and they're very concerned about the quality of education in this country, that it should be better, that more money should be spent, and that money is being spent in Iraq, as people kept telling us, that is not being spent on things like education.
And what's the format? Did all six people get to talk, candidates?
All six people on the stage. They each are introduced in turn, and they each get to talk for theoretically 8 minutes. They've actually been not too bad about that, although the crowd has slowed some of them down. But it is, this is just one of those things that makes you think that maybe the Iowa caucuses and Iowa going first and so forth, not as crazy as it sounds. I mean, when you get inside Iowa and you start listening to these people talking, you almost think maybe this is the right way to do it.
And the quality of the steak being served today?
Yeah, they had steak, although you could also have chicken, and they even had veggie burgers for those people who wanted that. And the steak wasn't bad. It's a huge tent, like a circus tent, pitched two or three of them for people to eat. This is very well organized. Nobody has to wait very long. And then there's this big sort of hilly field, and people are on the high side, and the candidates are on the low side, like a natural amphitheater, great big flags. It's just one of those kinds of things that, you know, comes out of a movie.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer talking with us from Indianola, Iowa.